Okay, good evening. So tonight is part two in the series of Shurim about Ne'er Shel Shabbat, and want to finish off a few of the points that we didn't deal with properly last week, and then go on to the Makorot that I've sent out for this week. We'll actually jump around a little bit between the two sets of Makorot. But let's start in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. I want to look at Se'if Hay and Se'if Yud. These are very important points. So the Shulchan Aruch says, K'sheyadli Yivarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem K'yishalom Yisrutav Yisvan Lahadnik Ne'er Shel Shabbat, Chata Isha Chata Isha. Whether it's a man or woman lighting, even though generally speaking it's the woman who lights, nevertheless, a man would also say the bracha. Gam b'yom tzarek v'arech lahadik neshel yom tov, v'yom ha-kippurim lo shabbat, yesh mi she'omeh shelo yivarech v'ayin l'kaman simen tafresh yud. That's a question about whether or not you say bracha on Yom Kippur candles. We do. Yesh mi she'omeh, so the Rama says, she'mevarechim kodem hadlaka, so there's a day that you say the bracha before you light, as is the norm with mitzvot. That's you say the bracha over lasiatan. There are those who say you say the bracha afterwards. We'll see why in a moment. But you've got the whole issue of the bracha should be over lasiatan before you do it. You don't get any hana from the lights until after you said the bracha. And you put your hand in front of the ner after you've lit, and you then say the bracha. And then you remove your hand. That's what we'll call ovel asiya, and v'chein haminhag. So some people have this whole discussion about, you know, they bring their hands three times towards their eyes. You know, do you do it towards you or do you do it away from you? You know, how do you do it? Who knows how you do it? Men don't do it that way anyhow. We'll see why. I suppose if one was very yekish about things, one would just cover, use one hand, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's Mesimin Hayad Lifnei Haner, rather than cover your eyes. But the women like to make a ceremony out of it, so that's fine. In any event, what's it all about? So look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Kaf Zayin, Achar Adlaka, Tzvira Lehu, Tzim Tavarei Chavei Kitlu Kabbalah L'Shabbat B'Feirush, V'Shuv Asura L'Hadlik. So once you've said the bracha, then you've accepted Shabbat, and you won't be able to say the, you won't be able to light any longer. We'll see more about it momentarily. V'im Kein, now very important Mishnah Berurah here, V'Yom Tuf De Lo Shayach Zeh, this isn't relevant on Yom Tov, then look to Chulei Alma Tavarech V'Achakach Tadlik. So on Yom Tov, the women should strike on, you know, first night before Yom Tov. So they strike the match, say the bracha, and then light the candles, because there's no problem of lighting on Yom Tov. So say the bracha first. V'Dat Hamagin Avraham Delo Plug. So the Magen Avraham says, you know, just let's keep things straight and always do things the same way. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be of the opinion that really one should do it differently on Yom Tov, as some women do, some women don't. It's not the end of the world. The Magen Avraham's concern is, you know, people are going to get confused, so we certainly don't want people to get confused. I can tell you from a congregational perspective, you know, you say something like this in a shir, and there are bound to be people who get it exactly the wrong way around. And they're convinced that you said, yeah, on Yom Tov, you do it like that, but on Shabbat, you say the bracha first and then light. So, you know, sometimes it's better to leave these things unsaid. Okay, now, turn to... Yes?
This from a pragmatic point of view. If a woman's standing there with the lit match in her hand and is burning down, that may not be, she may just, you know, throw it down or something and then have to keep lighting more and more having matches.
Get cook's matches. That's cook's matches.
Along
the long matches. Maybe second night when you're taking a light from something else. Don't know. Okay, but yes, health and safety is always important. Right, now let's look at Sif Yud, which is also shared to exactly this same discussion. So Sif Yud, Lebahag, Kevan Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbat, Chal Alav Shabbat, V'Ner Sarbim Lacha'a. So the Bahag holds that once you've lit the Ner Shel Shabbat, so you've got an Issum Malacha. Okay, Shabbat has come in. Okay, that seems to be the shita of the Mechaber that we saw in Se'if Hei, in terms of Se'if Hei. The Mechaber wasn't, the Bracha won't bring in Shabbat, certainly lighting the candles will. So after they said the Bracha and lit, they just place the match down. They don't extinguish it because Shabbat's in, so they can't extinguish it. But there are those who say she'im titne kodem shehidlika she'ina mekabelet haShabbat shoma chazan baruchu moil. There are those who say there's an actual fact a woman can make a tanai that she's not bringing in Shabbat till later. The Yeshomrim She'eno Moila, but there are those who say, no, a Tanai won't help, and when you light, that brings in Shabbat. The Yeshom Kim al Bahag, for Omrim She'en Kabbalat Shabbat Tolu Bahad Lakataner, Elabit Tfilat Arabit. And then there are those who say, not light the Bahag at all, that even without a Tanai, lighting the candles per se doesn't bring in Shabbat. Shikeman Shamar Chazan Baruchu Akol Poshim Mim Lachtam. So there is this view that no, it's nothing to do with lighting candles. That doesn't bring in Shabbat. So what does the Ramah say? So the Ramah holds that for the person lighting, so then they follow the Bahag, that Shabbat comes in when they light, but Tanai is effective. Avar Shar B'nai Habayit Mutarim B'Nachad Baruchu, but the rest of the family, Shabbat doesn't come in for them until Baruchu. Okay, so they could. So, but the person making the lighting the candles brings in Shabbat when they light. So, if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Membet, im ha'ish madlik, afid b'shum varich alad lakatok d'la'el, leka min hago mutabim lacha, mikol makom tov lahatnot. So, this sheet of the Bahag, it seems that the minhag is that women follow the Bahag, but men don't. Presumably because men generally don't like Shabbat candles. There are some men who always like Shabbat candles, but generally speaking, it's not the men who like Shabbat candles. So therefore, the minhag of men is to bring in Shabbat Baruch Hu, Mis Moshe, the Chatzodi, whatever it is, whereas the minhag of women who light is to bring in Shabbat when they light. Now, also important Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Mem Gimel Mekabelet Shabbat. Now the Mishnah Berurah says V'tit Palel Mincha Techila. So obviously you need to daven Mincha first. The whole Difar Kibla Shabbat Shuv Ef Shalit Palel Tfila Shechol. Once you've brought in Shabbat, you can't daven a weekday Mincha. K'she'ein Shehut Lazeh Yoter Tov Shit Palel Arvit Shtayim. Better to daven Mariv twice. So this is very practical, very often, especially in the winter. So women are rushed on Friday afternoons, and they're running close to time. They light candles, and they haven't yet davened mincha. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, they would have to daven mincha. They couldn't daven mincha after lighting candles. They would have to daven Mariv twice, once as Tashlumin for Mincha. However, not everybody agrees with this. Some poskim suggest that in actual fact, what you can do is you can be Mekabel Shabbat just in times of Issum Malacha, just in terms of the Issum Malacha, but not with regards to other things, and therefore you'd be able to daven Mincha. Or some say that you can make a Tanai that you're bringing in Shabbat But you're going to still allow yourself to, you're lighting candles, rather, but you're going to daven mincha first, and then you'll bring in Shabbat, you'll light candles with a tanai, that you're going to daven mincha, and then accept Kedushat Shabbat on you. There's a third possibility, which I remember correctly, comes from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is essentially that accepting upon yourself Kedushat Shabbat doesn't necessarily preclude you from davening mincha. Meaning it's, yes, you've brought in Kedushat Shabbat, but it's still technically speaking Friday. So you can still daven a weekday mincha. I have to say, for what it's worth, in our household, the women daven mincha. If they haven't davened mincha before lighting, they daven mincha after lighting. Okay, now this Tanai. So Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Mem Dalet says, for ein lahatnot kiyum letzorech. You should only make a Tanai if it's letzorech, if there's a good reason. Seeing as there's some poskim who say that Tanai doesn't work, so you know, if it's not letzorech, then don't make the Tanai. Meaning that you know you've got a couple of last jobs to do on Erev Shabbat. So, you know, don't say, okay, well, you know what, I'll light now, because this is, you know, I'll light now, and I'll make it tonight, and then I'll do those jobs. You know, perhaps a woman, you know, she's downstairs, and she's realized, I don't know, she hasn't turned her alarm clock off upstairs, or she hasn't turned the lights on upstairs for the time switch. So she says, you know, I don't want to go upstairs and then come down again, because I want to light and then be able to go upstairs and get dressed. So she realized she hasn't put on her lipstick yet. So she says, oh, I'll light candles downstairs. You know, I've only got 1 minute to, you know, so I'll light, I'll make it tonight, and then I'll run upstairs and put my lipstick on. So I think the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't like that. That's not really tzorech. That's just a convenience. Right? On the other hand, if it's something which is really tzorech, so then you would be able to do it. Now the big question is, what is Lutzorek? So if you look on this week's Makorot, set number 6, there's a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. So he's discussing the question as to whether or not in Yerushalayim a woman can go to the Kotel Hamar Avi on Friday afternoon after she's lit candles. She wants to light candles and then get a bus or a taxi or a lift to the Kotel, and then walk back later, and she'll be Mekabel at Shabbat when she gets there. So the question is this really Letzorech? So in the first paragraph, he says that this is a Tzorech. You know, for a woman to fulfill herself spiritually is definitely a Tzorech, and it should be permissible. And he brings a proof from the Derech HaChaim, who says that classically in Europe, weddings were very often held on a Friday afternoon, just before Shabbat came in, since the time of the Rishonim. It was for economic reasons. Anyhow, a woman wants to go to the chuppah Friday afternoon. It's going to be held just before Shabbat comes in. She wants to light candles and then go to the chuppah, maybe travel to the chuppah, and she'll walk back later, or she's going to go to the mikveh so she can light with a tanai. So certainly going to the mikveh, it's clear that it's a tzorech. But to go to a chuppah, that's, you know, who's to say that's a tzorech? But that is regarded as a tzorech. So if that's regarded as a tzorech, so he thinks going to the kotel is also regarded as a tzorech. Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata, though, brings in a footnote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, Shamati dan siel le kotel ha-maravi lo necheshevet le tzorech, sheyehe mutar la lasot tanai. So a question comes up every year, I get it, particularly with regard to Yom Kippur. So very often, you know, women want to light and then drive to shul. So there's the question. There's two questions. Number one is just traveling in somebody else's car. Is that going to be a problem of malacha? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says no. It's just that's just an issue of zilzul in the kedusha of the day. It's not actually malacha, but you know, once you've said that because somebody else is driving, if they open the doors, etc., etc., but to do it is a zilzul in the kedusha of the day. So again, it's a question, you know, is it really that tzorech, you know, to, firstly, you know, people want to, the reason why they want to drive to Shul, so they've got their car there for Motzei Yom Kippur. So, you know, I don't know if that's really a tzorech, you know, that's a tzorech for after Yom Kippur. So certainly I would say that, you know, if a person lives 10 minutes walk away, you know, from Shul, you know, and, you know, they're not going, you know, they're going to be able to walk home after the fast. So, that, you know, why, you know, what, why make such a tanai? If, you know, some people, they live, you know, half an hour's walk away. So, you know, they certainly want, you know, other, you know, especially, you know, if it's half an hour's walk, they want to be able to get in the car on Kol Nidre night. Otherwise, they've got to walk half an hour before the fast come in. They've got to leave home, you know, really early, et cetera, et cetera. So that lechora would be, letzorech. Just worth flagging up on Kol Nidre night, when women light, if they're going to go in the car after lighting, so they say the bracha lahadik neshin yom kippurim with a tanai, but they mustn't say the bracha of shechianu, because the bracha of shechianu they should leave to say in shul, because if they say the bracha of shechianu, then that's definitely bringing in yom tov, so that would be a problem.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Does this seat katan mem dalad apply to anashim as well as nashim, or just to nashim?
Just to nashim. Yeah, because the Rama's already said that. Sorry, the Mishnah has already said that men bichlal don't bring in Shabbat as a rule when they light candles. Okay. Yeah, just if you one thing, if they say Shechianu, then Shechianu is a declaration. This is Yom Tov. So, well, there's a question as to whether or not that this is a separate issue. I've got a small shir on it. You can find it on Wayu Torah about women saying Shechianu on Yom Tov night. So this is a machlok. Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that women shouldn't say Shechianu when they light candles on Yom Tov night. Why not? Because Shechianu is really supposed to be Al Hakos. Really supposed to be as part of Kiddush. If you're not making Kiddush for whatever reason, or you forgot it in Kiddush, then you can say it's Afilu B'Shuk. But Chazal were Matakein Shechianu as part of Kiddush. So Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that women shouldn't say Shechianu. Then there's a whole question there, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva on this, and there's a footnote in Shabbat Shalom Kilchatai. I think others talk about it as well. If a woman has said Shechianu when she lit candles, can she say Amen to the Shechianu in Kiddush? Or is that a hefsek? Okay, we won't go into that now. Okay, just to flag up, we've got a long tshuva. Sorry. We've got a long tshuva here from Rav Ovadia in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Hei Simen Kaf Dalad, asking the question whether or not you can use electric lights as your Ner Shel Shabbat. So he says the, we'll just look at a little bit of it, and you can go through this in your own in your own time, but he points out the first person to address this was Rav Yitzchak Shmelkus in Shelot Shuvot Beit Yitzchak in the 19th century. Pasak sheyot simidei chobat hadlakat neirot Shabbat bimor hachashmal, mevarachim alav hasheket yishan esvotav divanu, lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. You can say bracha. Shekol ma'or hamechuba liptilat shemen or shava nikra ner. Whenever you've got a light which is attached to a wick and fuel of shemen or shava, that's called a ner. V'afkan shama'or nitle b'chutei chashmal nikra ner. Here, where you've got the light is coming from the filament, so then it's called a ner. V'ra'u livracha. And it's called a bracha. You say a bracha. So basically, there's a whole discussion amongst the Achronim whether it does work, doesn't work. Some Achronim say it's got a din of Aish, but hasn't got a din of Ner. Others say that it's got a din of Ner, but there's no Hadlaka, etc., etc. So various different shitot. He brings Rav Uziel, who said all is good, but you can be worried that perhaps the lights will go out and you need to worry about that. Prabhupada says nowadays there aren't so many power cuts, etc., etc. His bottom line is, in his sikkum at the end, is that you can light, if necessary, you can light electric lights. Now, there is a bit of discussion, though, currently, because Rav Ovadia was talking about filament lights, where if the argument is, you know, have you got a nair here? In terms of, there's three concepts which come up here. There's aish, there's or, and there's nair. You don't necessarily have them. So if you've got a candle, you've got all three, right? But if you've got an electric light, then you haven't necessarily got all three. So if you've got a filament bulb, Rav Ovadia says you've got aish and nair and or. I mean, or, there's no question about it. If you haven't got or, you've got a problem. But you know, if we were to define it as not being or, then it would be a problem. Now, LED lights, which is what, you know, you can't buy filament lights, you know, any longer. I mean, I assume you can somehow or other off the internet. But in general, you can't get filament lights. So now we've got the question of LED lights. Are LED lights going to be valid? There, you've got the or, but you certainly don't have aish. There's nothing hot there. And you probably don't have nair either, because there's no, you know, certainly there's no wick. You know, so whether you can argue that it's, you know, whether you've got the shava, as it were, the electricity, maybe you could argue that, but it's not a nair in the sense that you've got a light which is attached to a wick of any sort. So a number of poskim want to say that in actual fact that that's no good, because you've only got or, and you haven't got nair under any nair or aish whatsoever. So Machon Somet in Israel, they sell travel electric candlesticks which are battery powered and have filament bulbs. And those, this is a big question now. You know, nowadays you're in a hotel. We'll talk about Jewish hotels in a moment, but you're in a non-Jewish hotel, right, for whatever reason. So once upon a time, you know, you could light tea lights in your room, you can light tea lights in the room, and, you know, just put them carefully somewhere, make sure they don't cause a fire, you know, sit with them till they go out, whatever. Nowadays you can't do that, because the fire alarms will go off before you finish saying the bracha. So you couldn't do that. So you'd have to use electricity. So some possibly say, yeah, just turn on the bedside light or the hall light, but these are all LED. So Tzomet offers this these travel candlesticks. Rav Osher Weiss has also got a tshuva, which I think I sent to you last week, so you should have it in last week's Makarot, where he discussed his initial thoughts are that it's not good. Then he suggested LED lights or electronic lights, and certainly LED lights are not good. He wasn't terribly happy about electric lights at all, because that's not the way that's not what Chazal were attacking. Chazal were attacking to Lahadlik Ner. But then,
what is the
takana of Chazal? The takana is Lahadlik Ner, and it's not to turn on electric lights. No, that's look in the Quran. That's what he says. You know, either you like it or you don't, I suppose. But so what does? But then he changes tack a little bit, and he suggests that it might be, in actual fact, what were Chazal metaken? Chazal were metaken to illuminate your home in the way that you usually do. Now, in the days of Chazal, that was with oil lights. And today, maybe it's even better to have electric lights. But certainly you could be Yotze with electric lights. In terms of Chazal metaken, that, you know, you can't have light in your house during the week and not on Shabbat. And even if you don't have light during the week, at least on Shabbat you should have. But the normal way of illuminating a room is sufficient.
So he says, Lemaisa, if you haven't got regular candles, he says not to make a bracha.
So is that argument about Chazal or woman tucking to illuminate the house, is that part of what Lemaisa says?
He's saying that. So he thinks, on the one hand, he thinks that maybe you can't use electricity because that's not what Chazal were talking. And then he says, but maybe they were talking to light in the normal way that that you light. So we've got to machloket poskim what to do. Push came to shove. I think I would light with a bracha using electric.
Or even LED.
Even LED. Based on that, based on Rav Avadya, based on the fact that it's or, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
does
Rabbi
say
you should
like
the bracha? He says not to say a bracha.
He says not to say a bracha.
I'm not saying I'm saying I think if push came to shove, that's what I would do. Consult your own local Orthodox rabbi.
So how would you, in a practical case, how would you do it? You just turn on the light of the dining room and you say a bracha?
Yeah.
You couldn't say near though, but it's not with the filament, right?
I think you could. It depends how you're going to understand the definition of ner. That's really what the question is. Is it ner by definition? Is it by definition a filament, or in modern Hebrew, ner chashmali. Yishli bo ner chashmali. It's a ner. A ner is a source of illumination, but one who doesn't want to say the bracha, then tavo alehem bracha as well.
Would Rabbi also allow, without the bracha, obviously, anything?
Yeah.
Because the order's there.
Yeah. But I sent it through to you. Okay, let's look at the Makorot for this week. Just I've brought here from... Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata Perk Mem Gimel. Bichal, a question about electric lights. He says, Nechel Gua Poskim, if Shalavarech Alakat Neirot Shabbat, Makom Muar, Shekvar Daluk Bo Or Acher. So, a question, whether you can say a bracha if there's already light in the room. Lachain Tov Lavarech, and that's the problem we all have. Again, unless you're in exceptional circumstances, some people, in Eretz Israel, they don't use the electricity, whatever. So they sit by candlelight Friday night. But otherwise, you've got your electric lights on. Lachin tov levarech et bekatad laka, but often she yitzei yidei kol adayot. Min ha-ra'u yefoshay, shatan liket nirot ha-shabat et varech, v'rachachachach yad liket ha-bimnei ha-bayit et menorot ha-chashmal. So it says, what you should do is, the woman should light Shabbat candles, say the bracha, and then afterwards, husband or another member of the household should turn on the lights. That's option number one.
In
the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. That's or sheichavin et shon haShabbat, or you arrange your time switch. Shev shem so yidalek or achashmal lachamikain, so that the lights are off when you light. Light the candles, and then the electric lights come on afterwards. Or shayisha tadliket or achashmal lichvod Shabbat lifnei hadlakat hanirot v'chavim v'katar gam al orzeh. That's what my wife does. Is to turn on the lights, the electric lights, and then go straight to light the Shabbat candles, and the bracha is on both. Okay. No, she's saying turning on the house lights, lighting the Shabbat candles, and then saying the bracha.
Okay.
And related, this comes up in Sifchet. Look in Sifchet. Bet or Gimel Bale Batim Ochlim B'Makom Echad. So what have you got several families eating together? So there's, every woman lights her own set of Shabbat candles. They're those who are concerned about this because, essentially what's happening here is that you're doing something which is ineffective. So the Mechaber says, just have one person make the bracha. But the Rama says, Aval anun ein noagin chein. That's not our minhag, and we have, each woman lights her own set of candles. Why is that? Because the more light there is, the more tosefet oneg, or kavod there is. Very often, you go into the house, there's loads of candles burning there, you've got several families together, maybe it's a Simcha Shabbat, you've got all the family and everybody's lit candles there. It looks very, very nice. Okay.
With bracha, I guess.
No, the Rama's saying with a bracha.
With bracha.
Okay. Now, a big question that comes up very frequently is if you're not at home for Friday night dinner. What would one do if one's not at home Friday night? So let's just look at the Mechaber in Si'if Vav and Si'if Zayin. So the Mechaber says, Bachurim halchim l'mod chutz l'veitam. Okay, so these are people, students, who live away from home. They need to light Shabbat candles and to say a bracha, even though their mothers or even their wives are lighting at home, they still need to light. Why? Look in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. The hadlakat ner chova mishum shalom bayit. The point is that you need light wherever you're staying on Shabbat. There's the din of Shalom Bayit, which we saw last week. Maybe it's Kavod as well, or Oneg, however we learnt that. But it's not just where you're eating that you need to have light, but it's the areas that you're using you need to have light. Obviously, if your wife's lighting, then you don't need to light, but you need to make sure there's light wherever you're going to be using. Then, in Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Oreach she'ein lo chedem yuchad, v'gam ein madlikin alav beveito, tzarech lishtatef bifruta." So if you're an oreach, so you're a guest in somebody's house, she'en lo chedem yuchad, you don't have your own bedroom, and you don't have somebody lighting for you, then you need to be mishtatef bepruta, you need to make a contribution. Why? Because if you haven't got your own bedroom, then you've basically got nowhere where you've got a chiyuv to light. And you've got nobody lighting on your behalf, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of lighting. In terms of what we saw last week, there are various dimensions to the mitzvah of lighting. One aspect is shalom bayit. Now here shalom bayit's not relevant because you're sleeping in a dormitory and the lights are on, whatever. Okay? But you've also got the din of kavod Shabbat, which is part of it. You have to light lichvod Shabbat. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Bet, she'en lo chedem yuchad. Ha'im haya lo chedem yuchad, tzarech ladlik ulvareich, afilu madlikin alav beito. And nishtatef, reishim v'tef rasha and zayin, hevim ha'gan avra m'shem shivar ha'shal, gam ha'bachrim shukim nishtatef. U'masik, that's of course in Hilchot Chanukah, u'masik, shanda eshad ha'ayim davki k'shor chel b'fnei atzmo. Afalim samuch al shulchan ban ha'bayit, harihuch b'chlal b'nei beito. So if you go and stay with somebody for Shabbat, you're guesting somebody's house, then they're lighting Shabbat candles, the wife is lighting Shabbat candles, whatever. So, and you're eating with them, then it's fine. Then you're covered there. It's not an issue. Now the question comes up though, and again this is a question that I've been asked many times: is you're out for Friday night dinner, Where should you light? So, in the optimal situation, we'd say it's best to light at home. You're going to people three doors down the road, right, for Friday night dinner. So the best thing to do would be to light candles as usual, And then, if they're members of the family not going to shul, so they sit with the candles, while other people are at shul, or if everybody's going to shul, you come back afterwards and before you go round to your neighbours, or you make sure you've got candles which are long enough that when you get home, they'll still be burning, then you have a cup of lemon tea and some Bendix, in front of the candles. That would be the best thing to do. That's not always going to be so convenient, people. So let's see what Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata says. So a person who's going to, classic example, you're going to your parents or your in-laws, but it could be friends, to eat Friday night dinner. So, okay, you can light candles where you're eating, your host's house. But if you're going home afterwards, so it would be best to light at home before you go. You can light in your host's house, because again, we've got this whole question of what's the mitzvah of hadlakat haner. Is it because of kavod, or is it because of oneg? What's what? But, we established you need to have light where you're eating, and you need to have light in other places. So it would definitely be best to light at home. Why? Because there's nobody else lighting. Whereas where your host's house, you're not, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not really achieving anything. Your host is lighting anyhow. So for you to light as well, on the face of it, it's a bit superfluous. So it would be best for you to light at home, seeing as there's a chiyuv to have lights at home. Then he adds a proviso, of course, imom namos evet beitach arei plag hamincha. Provided that this is after plag hamincha. If it's not after plag hamincha, then you're stuck. Or you couldn't light before plag hamincha. You are neirot gedolim, so you dalku ad shuvam hasham acharei gemar hasuda. So somebody's got to get hana from the lights. And then you can go home. So what if you're for whatever reason you are lighting at your host's house? So the best thing, she wants to light also at the dinner table. All right, so light at home with a bracha at the Beit HaOrim with a tanai. Then light again at the parents' house. It's interesting here, it seems to indicate that's regarded as a sorech.
Why is it sorech?
Don't know. Yeah. That's what she wants to do, and she can't. That's what she wants to do. Rather, I can see that it's more the tzorech than the woman who wants to light candles now and put on her lipstick upstairs to save her coming up and coming down again. All right, this is a bit more the tzorech. She wants. She's got to. But they've only been married 3 weeks, and she wants to have a Shabbat candles. at where she's eating dinner. Yeah, whatever it is, that's Latzorech. Lasot Nachat Ruach L'Nashim is maybe Latzorech.
So the lipstick could be Nachat
Ochel. No, there she can go upstairs, put the lipstick and come downstairs. V'gam She'ein Chozrim L'Veitam B'Gmar Asuda Yishlem Cheder She'ina B'Veit HaOrim. What if you're staying over there? Tov Lasot Kein T'Hanu She'tadlik HaYishon B'Bracha B'Cheder HaMiuchad L'Hem Nishon. So some poskim do hold that when you're staying with somebody else, it's best for you to light the Shabbat candles in your bedroom rather than in the dome. That way you've got light in the bedroom and you're not getting into the whole question about saying a bracha where everybody else is lighting as well.
It sounds in the Mishnah before, instead of Kotamah, that to light, not relying on food lighting?
No, I don't think so. Namad Gimel, Tumasi Shandesh, Shadda, Hain Yudab, Kishon, Chabif, Nas, Mo, Abelim, Samachal, Shulchan, Bala, Bay, Tari, Bichlal, Bnei, Beito.
But the first one, She'en Lo, Chedem, Yuchaz, Ha, Dim, Hayo, Lo, Chedem, Yuchaz.
Fine, but that is when you're not Ochel, but that's when you're Ochel Bifnei Atzmo. He qualifies it in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel.
Maybe the whole of
the Kotanam Bet
is.
Yeah. Shainom Yuchad. Lamed Bet is where you are. And then he said, Hey, Hayalo Chedem Yuchad. Sarek Ladli Kulavarek Sham. Afilim Madli Kinala Veto. Okay, but it's on the premise that that you're eating by yourself. If you're eating with the Balabayet, then that's fine. You still need to make sure that you've got ore in your room.
Yeah, I mean, street
lights. Yeah, street lights, or again, you don't want too much light in your room. You know, you want to be able to go to sleep. You don't want the candles still burning. It's whatever we all do at home, you know, with our bedrooms. You know, some people put the lights on the time switch, some people don't, and some people, you know, one of my domestic responsibilities on a Friday afternoon is to make sure that the landing light is on, so that when we go to bed, we can make sure that we get into bed rather than getting into the Nagel Wasser water, instead. Again, there's lots of the point. It's interesting. There are lots of things going on with this. This thing. You've got lots of different. You've got kavod oneg shalom bayit, and sort of a healthy interaction between all of them. Look at Sif Tet in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. V'chein dinam shel balei batim hanimtzaim beit havra'ol b'malon. So you're in a hotel. V'heimun shehem v'oklim b'chadar ochel hamashutaf. Haminhag yishen kol yishata liknei rot b'vracha b'chadar ochel. So the minhag is, minhadin, it shouldn't be necessary, minhadin, one woman light with a bracha in the chadar ochel, and everybody else, ideally, should light in their rooms. That would be the ideal. The tadlik et hanerot, the kiruv makom, the shulchan ochel shelahem. You want to light, you don't want your candles at the far end of the room, you want them near where you're eating. V'lo tadlik otam b'finam ruchechet mimakom achilatam. Seeing as you've got your own room in the hotel, best is that one woman will light in the chadar ochel, and the rest, everybody will light in their own in their rooms. And you want candles that are large enough, they'll burn, they won't burn out before you come back to your room. So, in a practical sense, lighting candles in your room is out of the question. No hotel will let you light candles in your room. I mean, presumably, if you booked into the presidential suite at the King David Hotel, where you've got, you know, a suite of rooms and everything, and you're paying, you know, $10,000 a night, you know, you can make arrangements to light your Shabbat candles there. I would think that's not going to be a problem. But if you're in a regular room, okay, so then it's you're not going to be able to light your candles there. So it's a Jewish hotel. So usually, it seems what they want is they have a table outside. It's a very long time since I've been in a hotel in Israel for Shabbat. If I recall correctly, yeah, there's a table outside the Chadar Ochel in the lobby, whatever, where everybody's supposed to light candles. So that doesn't seem terribly good. It's in the wrong place. It's not where you're eating your meal. Right? So ideally, again, a number of, you know, preferences. So ideally, you know, if it's, you know, the hotel would have facilities to light at least in the Chadar Ochel. So you can see, and it might, you know, also this is an issue that comes up. Also, you know, you have a Shabbaton in Shul. Right, so women want to light candles, shul, where they're eating, right, rather than lighting at home. Again, the ideal would be that all the women would light at home. Very often, you know, Shabbat UK or something like that, she'll like to start it off with, you know, a communal lighting. Everybody lights together, which is a nice thing to do. It might be particularly because, you know, the women, families want to come in the car on Friday afternoon, etc., etc., and you want to start the program all together. So you really want to make sure that where the candles are being lit is in close proximity to where you're eating the dinner. You can't have, you know, you shouldn't have the candles lit in the lobby, and the dinner's going to be, you know, somewhere else in the you know, in the building. That would be that would not be good. So if one was in a hotel, you've got a choice of lighting in the lobby, or turning on the electric lights in your room. Well, you should have an electric light in your room on anyhow. Again, see, there's different things you could do. You could, in your room, so because it's Shalom Bayit, you could leave the bathroom light on, so that, you know, when you come into your room, you can leave the bathroom door open and you can see around your room, because if you leave the bedside light on all of Shabbat, then it's going to stop you sleeping. You definitely wouldn't say a bracha over the bathroom light. And then if you were lighting in the lobby, I would strongly recommend that at least some stage after dinner, you know, get a cup of tea and sit in the lobby, you know, enjoying the candles if they're still alight there.
And likewise, you would want to eat something in your room as well if you were relying on the light in the room.
No, because there you're getting hana from it. You're getting hana from it because it's being functional. So those are the that's kind of the, if you like, the hierarchy of you know, of the way to do things. I had a question. It's a bit bizarre. A year or two ago, maybe it was before COVID, don't remember, got an email from somebody, some random person I'd never heard of. They were coming to our shul Friday night. They wanted to light Shabbat candle. Was there facilities for them to light Shabbat candles at shul? So I found on its way onto our board of management WhatsApp group. So I said, no, we don't provide candlelight. You need to light candles where you're eating or where you're staying. Then it turned out there were people from the shul who sometimes, you know, especially in the summer where Plag HaMincha is late, so if they're going out for Friday night dinner, they'd come to shul, and then the women would light in the kitchenette, the coffee lounge here, and then after shul go on to wherever they're going. And they were a bit put out when I said you can't do that. But, you know, there's got to be some shaykhus to where you're lighting the candles.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've got a question. Always giving priority to the people in the room, right, and then the people on Zoom.
A very quick one. Let's say, actually, a scenario which I'm having with Shabbat, where we're using, hopefully, the facility of the shul to do a dinner, the whole family dinner. I guess each one's going to light candles in his house.
Yeah.
It's in the shul, I think there is no big space to light candles. So yeah. The question, and nobody lights candles in the shul, of course. The question is, do you have to find a way to light to put the candles near the table where you're going to eat in shul?
Min Hadin, if everybody's lit at home, there should still be somebody who lights in shul. Somebody should light near where you're, you know, so there's Shabbat candles where you're eating the meal. Bearing in mind, we say, you know, this is one of the considerations, you know, of Shabbat candles is either kavod or oneg with the suda. So somebody, there should be somebody who lights in shul. That would be the proper thing.
The last thing we've got to go to the matter, because anyway, the dinner's starting way after Shabbos.
Having a goy like the, so it would depend.
In the hall, right?
Again, it would depend on the chakiras from last week, whether it's kavod, oneg. Oneg, yes, but kavod, it's nechore, it won't work. Kavod is that I'm giving kavod to the suda, not getting. The goy lit it at when? When did the goy light it? After Shabbat came in?
Yeah, way after Shabbat came in. Right, because the dinner's only happening, let's say, 6 o'clock and Shabbat comes in.
So we'll have a share on Amir al-Akum, but it sounds a bit challenging, that. I mean, you're not getting any... What's Hana Yeshira? Are you getting Hana Yeshira from it? I'd want to think very carefully about that, to be honest. I mean, you've got the lights, so you're not getting any benefit from the lights, except from the fact that... that you want them there. The Tosef, all right, okay, Sarakiyun there. Okay, let's leave it there for this week. Sorry, we had a couple more questions, but go on.